Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Tennessee has the most segregated schools in the South, according to a new study. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris reports on what researchers say can be done to fix this racial divide.
Researchers from Stanford and UCLA found that Tennessee public schools rank number 6 in the nation for racial segregation. New York State is number 1. The report uses data from the 2023-24 school year. The Supreme Court decision, Brown versus Board of Education, officially outlawed racial segregation in schools in 1954. However, schools have become increasingly more racially divided in the last 3 decades, especially in big cities and large school districts. Education advocates say one of the fixes to this issue is giving more money to schools. If schools are properly funded, there will be less resistance to integration. Other suggestions include rethinking school district lines, fostering positive student experiences in integration efforts, and focusing on educator diversity. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
For several years, there's been widespread speculation about the former head of Brentwood-based prison operator CoreCivic jumping into politics. Now, Damon Heininger says he's considering a run for U.S. Senate. The Nashville Business Journal reports he's eyeing the seat currently occupied by Marsha Blackburn. She's running to be the Republican nominee for governor in this year's election. Heininger recently founded a nonprofit devoted to promoting the GOP in Tennessee. Believe in Tennessee is not a political action committee. Instead, the group operates as a 501c4, meaning it can raise money without disclosing donors, and it can turn around and donate that money to PACs. They are commonly known as dark money groups. Heininger began his career as a corrections officer and rose through the ranks to lead CoreCivic until late last year. The company has been widely criticized, sued, and fined by the state for dangerous understaffing and high death rates at its prisons. It has also seen massive profit growth thanks to immigration detention contracts from the Trump administration. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.